Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, how you think about yourself and how you think about life depends a great deal on your upbringing, your culture, who you are, your DNA, and where you lived. Coming from the North originally, things were much more formal. People dressed more formally. When they went to meetings, the meetings were more formal. But when you move to a warmer climate in the Sunshine State, things are not quite as formal. The clothes that you wear, how you think. Seasons don't change. It gets cold maybe 5 days a year. And all of these things influence how you think about life and how you think about business. What else influences life and how you think is your age. When you were 16 or 18 years old, you thought one way. And then you grew up and you got a little bit older, and now you're 40 years old and you own a business and you're really starting out in business, even though you may have been there a few years, but you're really learning how to become a business person at 40. And you start to get to be 60 or 70 years old and you're thinking about retirement. What you think about as a younger person in relationship to business will change as you get older. But the question is, as a CEO, president, or business owner, are you seeking greatness? Now, I tell all of my clients many things, but one of the things I tell them is you're in business to make a profit, and you are in business to have people help you reduce the stress in your life. Now, that's just part of it, of course. How do you treat people? Do you have a bigger vision of where you want to go and what you want to do? Are you looking at life at the moment as to what's going on around you? Or are you just thinking about what will the future bring? Yes, the future in profit, but the future in how will you think about yourself as you get older? When you get to retirement age, and for some of you young folks, it seems like it's forever. But as you know, when you look back on life, it seems like 10 minutes ago you were a much younger person. And if you're not thinking about what greatness really means, and greatness does not necessarily mean that you have the most money in the bank. It doesn't mean that you have the most property. It doesn't mean you have the most stuff. It means that you can stand up straight and you can look in the mirror and you can say to yourself, you know, I did it, whatever it is. I created a great business. I treated my employees fairly. I helped them succeed. I gave them raises. I gave them every opportunity. I did something great for my community. I took care of my customers. I am really happy with my life. And, oh, yeah, I've got a lot of money in the bank. If you just have a great deal of money in the bank but you have nothing inside of yourself, if you're empty, what happens is you'll feel like your life is wasted. If you've made a great deal of money, and that's the goal is to retire comfortably, but you can think back to the things that happened in your life and how you helped someone, how you helped an employee grow as a business person, how you may have helped someone start a business, or maybe you're a volunteer in your religious organization and you help people that are less fortunate than you, or maybe you work with children. Whatever it happens to be, don't waste your life by getting older and looking back and not thinking that you didn't do what you really needed to do and what you wanted to do. Not only become financially comfortable, but be comfortable inside of yourself that you are quite a person that people look up to. You are someone that other people want to be like. You don't want to be an old person walking around feeling bad, not being surrounded by friends and relatives, having a lot of money, but you're 80 years old, and so what? you have a lot of money. What good does that do? Think about what greatness means. Define it. And then go for it. And don't forget, we absolutely must make a profit. Don't put that aside. You don't want to be one of these people that are living here in Florida that are sitting around the McDonald's and they're just sad people because they didn't fulfill their life's dreams or wishes, didn't help other people, and didn't take advantage of all the things that life offers. Greatness is yours. Are you going to take it? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.